WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
If you live in the Chicago suburbs, you may have had the option to send a little extra money to your local forest preserve this week. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Voters in DuPage, Lake, McHenry, and Kane counties weighed in on measures which would either levy a tax or issue a bond dedicated to supporting these special green spaces in a variety of ways. To learn more, we checked in with Robbie Telfer, program director of the Friends of Illinois Nature Preserves. We also took some calls from listeners. I started by asking Robbie to tell us more about what supporting the forest preserves means in practical terms.
Basically, they are always underfunded. They always could use way more resources to update infrastructure, like have bathrooms that are from this century and things like that. So they're hoping to do stuff like that. But on a larger scale, a lot of them have a lot of habitat restoration and ecological management to tackle. And there's a lot of threats from things like invasive species and climate crises and all the fun stuff. And so we had increased usage across the region because of the pandemic, and people continue to really value and love our forest preserves. And so they are, they need, money so that people can continue to enjoy them stress-free.
Right. We're still waiting for the vote count in McHenry, but tell us overall how they did. These others have passed pretty overwhelmingly, right?
Yeah. McHenry, there's about 300 votes that they're going to hopefully make up via mail-in ballots and provisional ballots if necessary. But yeah, the other ones did really well, it looks like. Lake and DeKalb both passed over 60%, and Kane was at around 55% as far as unofficial results. And we saw this at Cook County as well 2 years ago when our own ballot measure here passed, and with overwhelming support. People really like these places.
And what do you think it is ultimately, Robbie, that motivates voters to vote for or against measures like these?
I think against is one of those things where people want to draw the line on more taxes. They don't want to pay more taxes. And even if it is just, what is it, $200 a year, if you have a home over $300,000, they're just like, no, no more. You have taken enough of my money. And so that's fine for them. And I hope they enjoy all of their public services that their tax dollars do pay for still. But the people who love nature want it to be good and around, and we need it and see it as utterly priceless and invaluable and worthy of probably more financial support.
So I can't have you here in studio, Robbie, without asking you the very same question that I'm asking our listeners. What are some of your favorite forest preserves in the Chicago area?
So working for Friends of Illinois Nature Preserves, I really do like our nature preserves. They are the highest level of protection you can offer a green space in the state of Illinois. And they are these gems and jewels of biodiversity that have just an insane amount of different plants and animals that you won't find anywhere else. And so in the region, some of the spaces that we're actually doing volunteer habitat restoration work this weekend, I would love for folks to check out Volo Bog. Is a very amazing bog. It has carnivorous pitcher plants and an amazing walkway that goes into the center of the bog. And Pilcher Park in Joliet, my hometown, the Joylet. It's a really good, beautiful space.
The Joylet.
Yeah, it's where you flush joy. No offense, Joliet. I love you. but yeah, Pilcher Park is absolutely where all the joy has washed down to, because it is full of just wonderful green space, canopy. I was just there last weekend cutting down invasive trees and burning them up with volunteers who were all just super kind. And there's going to be another event this Sunday at Pilcher Park.
Let's jump to the phone lines. We've got Cheryl on the line in Kane County. Hey, Cheryl. Welcome to Reset.
Oh, hey. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So tell us, did you vote?
I'm in Kane County. You know, I did go vote. I was kind of taken aback by that actual vote. Nobody prepared me for knowing that that was something I had to vote for. I had no information given to me. So, you know, what I thought in my mind is that, like, wow, like, my property taxes are super high. Is this going to raise my property taxes? Like, I pay for the park district here. I pay for the schools. I pay for protection. I do like the police. I'm a pro police, but like, what are they actually trying to do? Because we have a beautiful, beautiful community here.
Yeah.
And so I guess I just didn't understand like what we were voting for.
Right. So you didn't know that this referendum question was coming, and so I'm assuming you just made a game time decision.
Yeah, it was a game time decision. And, you know, my sister told me right before I voted, she's like, you know, just so they're not going to raise your taxes. They're just reproportioning what amount of money is going. And that doesn't make sense to me. Like, what does that even, I don't get what that means.
Okay, well, let's see if our friend Robbie here can help answer some of your concerns. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, Cheryl. Appreciate your call. What do you think when you hear her say, I mean, Cheryl might represent a lot of people who are like, wait, I didn't know this was going to be on the ballot.
Yeah, there was a concerted campaign from the different nature groups in the area to try and get the word out beforehand to make sure that this was not a surprise to everyone on their ballot. They also tried to make sure that the language on the ballot gave you enough information to make a informed decision, even if you were just hearing about it and it didn't come across your research when you're seeing what you're going to be voting for beforehand. But yeah, it's as far as I understand for Kane County, it's similar to McHenry, where it's if you're I don't know the exact numbers, but it was something around like $300 a year for the first year if you have a home worth more than $300,000.
Okay.
And the parks are beautiful in Kane County. That is true. But we have seen lots of needs for improved biodiversity, lots of needs for habitat restoration with volunteers. And if we don't do that work, I think the beautifulness we take for granted, because if you see a beautiful forest preserve, that is because the invisible work of thousands of people for decades have been going into that space to make it beautiful for you. And that work is often unpaid.
Yeah.
And
taxes like these are common to supporting parkland.
Yeah, yeah. And it's also part of the investment we have in our public spaces. These are spaces owned by you and managed by some really great people.
Yeah. And I want you to talk a bit more about the significance of a tax or bond like this, Robbie. Like, I mean, how much money per voter are we actually talking?
Well, like I said, if you own a home in at least a couple of these spaces, you will... Even if your home is worth less than $300,000, you will not pay anything extra. And for example, in McHenry County, the proposal would be, I think it's like prorated so that the first year, if you have a home over $300,000, it's about, or if you have a home that is $300,000, it's about 200 something.
Yeah.
And then the next year it goes down to 100 something. And if it doesn't pass, then... the increase will just be $88.
Yeah. Well, on that note of some of our favorite forest preserves in the area, I want to share some suggestions from the Reset team.
Please.
for great green spaces. So our executive producer, Dan Tucker, he suggests Dineda Forest Preserve in mm-hmm. Wheaton. He says it has great bike trails and around 800 acres of prairies, woods, and wetlands. Our studio ops manager, Dave Miska, says North Park Nature Center, Peterson and Pulaski. Hard to believe you're still in the city. And he also says Little Red Schoolhouse Nature Center in Willow Springs, which has great walking paths and really good birding. Our senior producer, Meha Ahmed, recommends Swallow Cliff Woods. This is near Palos Park and Willowbrook in Glen Ellen. And our intern, Jules Yeager, loves Labaw Woods on the northwest side.
Yeah, and Labaw.
You're nodding.
Yeah, they're all correct. Everyone's right. Those are great spaces. Labaw and North Park are in the city. Labaw Woods, you can see American mink, which I don't think people know are inside the city of Chicago.
Oh, wow.
You could see snapping turtles, giant snapping turtles.
At Labaw?
At Labaw.
Wow.
And the slough freezes over in the winter and it's just a beautiful sort of like icy wonderland that I've never done it, but I've seen people ice skating through the trees.
Wow.
It's gorgeous.
Let's hear from one more caller. Here's David in Brookfield. Hey, David.
Hi. What I want to comment on is this, is the overpopulation of the deer all over Cook County.
Okay.
Which I don't think is talked about enough. And maybe it's not all of Cook County, but out here. Now, I've done my history, but I understand that maybe about 30 years ago, and I don't know if PETA was involved, and I wouldn't count if they weren't, but I guess Illinois law was with hunting season, you can no longer hunt and kill the deer, even for just summer or 3 months out of the year. So the problem is, I learned from some of the neighbors that, around here, because even like my parents' house, there'd be as many now as 4 deer 12 months ago last summer at one time jumping through the yards. And it'd be rare to see one come up from the river or again from a forest reserve, but now we're seeing whole families come through. And they're so skilled, they can jump over, the fences and everything.
Yeah.
So, but here's the problem.
Interesting point. I appreciate your call, David. Robbie, what do you think? You did nod in this conversation about forest preserves. We're not talking about the deer.
Well, yeah, the deer are, so we, part of what the habitat restoration that I talked about that we're working on is replacing and managing for functions in these environments that have been removed because of human stuff. And right now the deer are not managed by wolves and bears and cougars and things that maybe lived here in days of yore. Their biggest predator is probably your car. And so some preserves do allow for deer culling.
Mm.
Some spots around the region have these late night culls where people with special permits can go in and thin the deer. I don't think it is allowed to, that you're just allowed to like go out into your local forest preserve with a rifle and start shooting things. But it is the deer, they do like to eat rare plants. They love to chew on endangered species. And it is a problem because there are some space. Labaw Woods specifically is a very small preserve. They have about 25 deer year round. And that's a lot of stress on the plants.
That's an issue for sure. Well, let's squeeze in one more caller.
Please.
We've got Matt from Kane County. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. What, you voted yes, I hear, to this measure.
I did. Yeah, I love Oakhurst Forest Preserve out in Aurora, and it's a large watershed to handle the water needs of the streets and the sand and stuff. And I just think that the increased infrastructure needs of building additional houses is really necessary to have that additional woodlands.
Yeah, good point, Matt. Thank you so much for giving us a call. So tell us, before I let you go, Robbie, any specific exciting projects on the horizon in the preserves?
We have the Wild Things Conference that's coming up on March 1st, 2025, is a gathering of 2,000 nature nerds from across the state in Rosemont, Illinois, wildthingscommunity.org, and we're helping organize that, and it's going to be awesome talks about, birds and cicadas and dark night skies and things like that. It's a sweet party.
Nice. We've been talking with Robbie Telfer, who's Program Director of Friends of the Illinois Nature Preserves, about ballot measures to fund conservation efforts around Chicago. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you so much, Sasha.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Jules Yeager, edited by Dan Tucker, and mixed by Linnea Dominic. Come back later today for our weekly news recap. We'll have a breakdown of the Madigan trial, election results, and much more. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast to stay up to date on the latest local news and conversation. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk to you soon.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.